solving your health puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
Welcome to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to help solve your health puzzle. My name is Vaughn Hatton. I'm joined with Dr. Stuart Yeager, a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care, by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies affecting a person's health.
And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in Dr. Yeager's office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting a person's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so people can shed those unwanted pounds and detoxify at the same time. I also analyze people's food diaries and tell them what they are lacking and what they're getting too much of. In most cases, people eat too much in the grain and bad fat categories and not enough in the vegetable and good fat categories. For more information, you can visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com.
We're going to start our discussion today in discussing the cost of traditional health care. Just how expensive is the taking of drugs to solve health conditions? Now, what is the cost of not getting to the actual cause of the health problem and solving the health puzzle? You know, in a report called Death by Medicine, over 750,000 people die each year in the United States from modern-day conventional medical mistakes. Now, that is equivalent to 6 jumbo jet crashes daily for a year. Now, these statistics are actually an underestimate because only a fraction of the medical errors are actually recorded. You know, it's likely that these mistakes are much higher than the reported number because doctors fear retaliation on those mistakes.
Oh, yeah, and to make things worse, the healthcare costs are just skyrocketing in the country right now. Isn't that right, Dr. Yeager?
Well, that's right. You know, healthcare in the United States costs 15.5% of the gross national product.
Wow.
But this is what the nation spends its money on. That's what the gross national product is. You know, back in 2004, it was $1.4 trillion. Since Americans spend so much money on health care, you would think that we're getting high-quality health care. You know, of the 750,000 annual medical mistakes that are reported, 106,000 of them are coming from the prescription drugs. No, the actual number is much higher again because of the unreported adverse drug reactions that aren't reported. Now, since drugs do not cure health problems, you know, we're talking about the cause of high cholesterol and triglyceride levels, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, back pain, head pain, you know, with headaches and depression and allergies and digestive problems. Now, how long do you have to stay on these drugs?
Well, those that I've known who go on medication go on it for life if it's a chronic problem.
That's right, you know, because they're not getting to the underlying problem causing damage, you know. If you treat the underlying cause early enough, permanent damage will just not occur. So the earlier you get to the problem, the better you're off. You know, metabolic syndrome and diabetes puts a person at risk for a heart attack and for a stroke. You know, if you treat the cause and no longer the diabetes and no longer have the metabolic syndrome, now you've brought down your weight, the high blood pressure isn't there, the high blood sugar, you know, the cholesterol levels come down, the triglyceride levels come down. Now, you don't have that risk for the heart attack and stroke, so you're actually avoiding these complications that come from these kinds of conditions. Now, it's the heart attack and stroke that causes the permanent damage to the heart and to the brain and all the other complications that go with diabetes. So when you're on these medications, you're still at risk that because the condition is not cured.
Yeah, and you know, to that end, Dr. Yeager, one of the conditions that you've spoken about at length on this program many times is inflammation. And that I know has been a big issue in your office with patients. And when people think about inflammation, it's usually from, you know, a sprained ankle where they see it swell up. But there's lots of other causes for inflammation. Isn't that right, Dr. Yeager?
Yes, exactly right. You know, inflammation is a major problem and it's associated with many health conditions like arthritis. You know, believe it or not, obesity has a huge factor of inflammation.
No kidding, I didn't know that one.
Well, Yes, it is. It's a big factor. Inflammations with obesity, you know, cardiovascular risk. You know, the big reason why cardiovascular risk is there is because the inflammation that's in the circulatory system. When that inflammation, you know, gets out of control, that's where pieces of the lining inside the arteries, you know, that build up of the cholesterol breaks off, and then you develop that blood clot, and what do you have? You've got that heart attack, or you have that stroke.
The medical treatment for inflammation is anti-inflammatory medications, which include steroids and the NSAIDs. They all have major side effects. As well, they do nothing to cure the inflammation. They are only there to control it.
Now, the problem is, much of the inflammation is subclinical. You know, it's simmering, and while it's simmering, you're just not in pain. The fact that you're not having pain has nothing to do with the fact that there's inflammation that's creating damage. Take, for example, bone spurs. Bone spurs develop because of inflammation. That's on the bone. Now, with arthritis, you know, these bone spurs don't develop overnight. They take years to develop. They're developing even when you're not even in pain. So when the inflammation gets to be strong enough, then the pain develops, and that's when you go to the doctor. But that bone spur has been developing all along because of the inflammation. So that's why we see the bone spur on the x-ray. It's because that inflammation has been developing for so many years, creating that damage. So really the question you want to ask is, what's causing the inflammation? And we should stop the inflammation before that damage occurs.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that you've spoken about as well is the digesting of food and how many problems that the lack of digestion can cause to the body. As you've said before, you know, it's not what you eat, it's what you actually assimilate and digest.
You're right, Vaughn. When a person is not digesting their food and they have bloating, gas, constipation, and diarrhea, this leads to maldigestion, malabsorption. You become nutrient deficient even though you may be eating well. Inflammation is what causes the damage to the digestive system with poor digestion. Now, we've all heard on the radio the commercial to get a colonoscopy to detect colon cancer. Do you think the colon cancer just develops out of nowhere? Of course not. Colon cancer is a pathology. It is disease. Disease develops from dysfunction. If you ignore the dysfunction, then the pathology will develop.
So what is truly the price of not getting to the cause? Helping the dysfunction return to normal function before the pathology actually occurs. Now, what you do is you avoid pain, disability, illness, things like cancer and diabetes. You stop the arthritis from developing. You know, as people get older, it is very common to get knee replacement or a hip replacement. You know, this all occurs from inflammation. Stop the inflammation and you can prevent further damage and your body can begin to heal itself.
The problem is Americans are used to the quick fix, the prescription drugs to fix their diseases. The drugs come with a long list of side effects. As a nurse, I've worked in many different settings, in hospitals, rehabilitation centers, surgical centers, and home health care, etc. I'm always amazed at how many people are on medications that they aren't even sure why they're on. They just take them because their doctor prescribed them. As people come into our office now, and I look over their prescription medication list with them, and we discuss them together, they are many times shocked to hear about the different side effects they cause. One lady we had was on a long list of medications, and some of them were to help manage the side effects of the other medications that the doctor put her on. When I put some time and research into her medications so I could educate her on what they were and what the side effects were, I was shocked. She had had 2 strokes in the past 6 months, and one of the medications that she was on had listed possible stroke or heart attack as one of the main side effects. I suggested to her that she talk to her doctor about going off of it. Another one of our patients had a history of migraine headaches for years, and she went to several doctors to try and get rid of them. Each doctor would try different medications to try to solve the problem, but they wouldn't work. What is amazing is that even when the particular medication wouldn't work, they wouldn't take her off of anything. So she had acquired a long list of medications that were not helping her with her problem.
Just a vicious cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, really, it's crazy. She's now slowly going off of things that are not necessary. We're not only saving her body from chemicals and side effects, but also all the money that she was spending on unnecessary drugs. Another patient we have who has diabetes type 1 and has an insulin pump is saving money because we are educating her on the benefits of exercise and on foods and what to eat to minimize the amounts of insulin she has to give herself. This not only saves her money, but saves her body from the adverse effects of extra insulin or hyperinsulinemia. She will never be able to go off of her insulin altogether because she is type 1. But we are training her body to be more insulin sensitive and teach her how to eat and exercise so she needs less.
You know, prescription drugs don't really treat diseases. They're merely covering up the symptoms or minimizing the symptoms. So they're controlling the disease. Now, the overprescription of drugs is designed to control the disease and not preventing or curing them. Now, some medications, like the statin drugs, are designed to control cholesterol levels, not getting to the cause of why the cholesterol and the triglyceride levels are higher than it should be.
A person might actually be producing more cholesterol in response to the damage in their body from inflammation. That's one of the jobs of the liver, is to produce cholesterol in response to damage from inflammation. We are going to take a break right now, and while we take this break, we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We're also offering for those who call right now a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle. We've been discussing about the statin drugs and the medications that control cholesterol. Now, did you know the statin drugs actually block the body's ability to make the enzyme coenzyme Q10? Now, coenzyme Q10 is essential to produce energy for the body, including the heart. You know, nobody tells you things like that when you're taking these statin drugs. You know, the pharmaceutical companies see drugs as an opportunity to make money, and so there is many drugs available to control a disease. Remember that for every drug out there, there's a side effect, or often many side effects. Now, just read the labels of the drugs you're taking, and then read the fine print. Listen to a commercial on the radio, and they will tell you, you know, why would you want to take a drug that has all these side effects? Now, the side effects are more common than you think, and they can actually be deadly. You know, I had a patient that came into my office for shoulder pain. I checked him out, and the pain was actually coming from his muscles in the shoulder. It was a reaction to the statin cholesterol-lowering drugs that he was taking. Here are some of the drugs that have been pulled because they are dangerous. Now, one might ask, why was the danger behind the drug that has been allowed to be put out on the market not discovered before they were actually approved? You know, the answer is that the pharmaceutical companies are able to influence the FDA to approve its drugs before a thorough investigation on the safety is made. Nofenfen for weight loss is a perfect example for that. It damages the heart.
Here are some other examples. The Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA, pulled the pain medication Proxifene off the market because it puts users at risk for fatal heart rhythm abnormalities. Two generic drugs, Darvon and Dardicet, which contain Proxifene, were also pulled in November 2010 because of their effects on heart rhythm.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how often you hear about different drugs getting pulled. And you're saying, Dr. Yeager, that the blame of this, at least it partially, is on the drug companies. Is that right?
Well, actually, the big blame is on the drug companies. You know, they have a powerful influence on the FDA, and they have control over media. You know, my assistant in my office watched television and counted the number of drug commercials over a one-hour period. She counted 16 different drug commercials. You know, we're inundated with the commercials programming the public to believe that the answer to their health problem is another drug. Now, this is a national problem. These drugs are downright dangerous.
It's one thing to use these drugs when necessary, but when our society gets programmed that the answer to their health problem is a drug, it sets up a situation for drug abuse.
You know, that's a scary thing. Do we have that kind of a problem here in Utah? Is this a local issue?
That's exactly what is happening here in Utah, and it's scary. You know, a report in the November 2nd, 2011 Deseret News referred to a study that showed that Utah is a leading state in death due to painkiller abuse. Now, the report shows that the rate of overdosage due to painkillers has more than tripled over the last decade. So what are these drugs?
Well, there's OxyContin and Vicodin and methadone. Last summer, a University of Utah student researcher found that opioid drugs were the leading cause of drug-related deaths in Utah.
You know, another part of the problem is the insurance system. They've bought into the pharmaceutical company's control of our healthcare system. So much of our insurance coverage consists of sick care, which means drug care, and not in the coverage of actually becoming well. So for many people, if you want to become less dependent on the drugs that you're taking, your insurance company may not help you at all. It just depends on your individual policy, on how it will help you. They have a great control on that. You know, that's called managed care. Now, the doctor doesn't decide what care is provided. It's what the managed care organization is. Some other doctor that's not the doctor, the patient, they've never seen the patient. They really don't understand what you're doing as a doctor. They're just putting you in a mold, and you have to fit that mold. And so many people have to take responsibility now because of this system of ours, and they have to pay for the health care in order for them to be able to get control of their health. You know, the insurance company only covers medical care with prescription drugs. So who is in control of your health? You?
Well, I get the feeling that we're trained to think the other way. We've always been brought up with insurance, and you have to have medical insurance because the costs are simply too high to pay on your own. But by allowing somebody else to pay for your medical costs, they also get a very big say in what kind of treatment you're going to get and where you're going to go.
Exactly. That's exactly what's happening. You know, with Medicare and insurance companies that replace Medicare, they're some of the worst ones because they will do very little to help you when you're looking for wellness care. You know, the pharmaceutical companies are in control. Wellness care would mean that people would be able to get off their medications. That's not good business for the pharmaceutical companies. Just think about it. Let's take arthritis as an example. Traditional Medicare would have you take these painkillers and anti-inflammatory drugs for the arthritis. Now, we've talked about painkillers being a leading cause of death here in the United States. Well, that's what they want you to take. Now, what would make more sense is to find out the cause of the arthritis or the tendonitis and the bursitis. No, pain comes from inflammation. An insightful question would be to ask, what's causing the inflammation anyway, you know? We need to take a step back and take a look at that. Is that question ever asked in developing a painkiller or an anti-inflammatory drug? Of course not, you know? Just sell the drug. People want that relief and not to get to the source of the cause of the pain. There is big money in selling drugs, you know? It may not come to any surprise to anybody that pharmaceutical industry is one of the most profitable businesses in the country.
When you go to a doctor and tell them a particular symptom, they think about it and come up with a particular medication to possibly manage that symptom. Instead, shouldn't it be that they contemplate what systems or organs are needing some support? Or maybe what needs to be eliminated from your lifestyle to decrease toxins and inflammation or stress? Or what nutrients are lacking that support the proper function of your body so you eliminate the cause of that symptom? Symptoms can mean so many different things. That's why we go by examination of all six different areas of focus, as well as looking at lab findings, as well as monitoring a patient's symptoms. I was amazed when I asked one of our patients why she was on such high doses of hormones, including testosterone, and her response was she told her doctor she was tired. They put her on large doses of hormones without even testing to see what her hormone levels were. Fatigue can be caused by a number of things, and one weak organ or system affects another until it can be complicated. But once you start with the basics and strengthen each area, things improve all along the line.
You know, with wellness care, we get to the cause of the problem. So let's talk about arthritis, bursitis, and tendonitis pain. Remember, itis means what? Inflammation. Now, arthritis is an inflammation of a joint, and bursitis is an inflammation of a bursa. That can be in the shoulder, the hip, or the knee. Tendonitis is an inflammation of a tendon that is in the shoulder, the elbow, as in tennis elbow, or in the wrist, you know. The question is, what is causing the inflammation? Now, I'm treating a patient now with elbow pain that has been going on for 2 years. His was a tendonitis problem. Now, tendonitis is considered to be an overuse condition. So if you stop overusing it, you know, the inflammation goes down and it heals. In his situation, the pain had not gone down. He was in pain for 2 years, and it was so bad that if he bumped his elbow just slightly, it would send him through the roof with pain. It was very, very sensitive. But he was not overusing it. You know, he doesn't have a job that requires hard labor, and he doesn't have other activities that would create overuse, that would irritate the elbow. So what do you do? You know, painkillers, or do you find the cause of the inflammation? For him, it was the allergies and the fact that he's gluten intolerant. Most people don't realize that allergies are a common cause of arthritis, bursitis, and tendonitis. Now, removing the allergies through the ASSERT technique is a very effective way to remove the source of the problem.
So many symptoms have causes that many people don't even realize that there is a tie-in. In other words, they don't realize what is causing the symptoms. Who would have thought that tendonitis was caused by allergies, and in particular with gluten intolerance?
You know, in conjunction to having allergies, there's something that is called gluten intolerance. You know, the difference between an allergy and an intolerance is an allergy is the immune system overreacting to something. Now, an intolerance is more than the immune system overreacting. It has other triggers that keep the reaction going. Now, these triggers are the other interferences that we look at and treat with the six steps of wellness. The interferences are the things that adversely affect our health.
We are going to take a break right now, and while we do, we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The Six Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the six different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We're also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we'll also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.